Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the music manager Lee, Yuki, the charioteers, and Bing's two distinguished guests for this evening, George Murphy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and Miss Jane Prezee. And here's Bing Crosby.
Oh, I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, because I'm taking a trip California way. I'm going to settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, and sons and friends, where the west begins and the sun sets in. 'Cause I've decided where you truly, really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He'll make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail to the RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I'm a-packin' my grip, yes, sir, and I'm leavin' today, 'cause I'm takin' a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never, never more alone, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, sir. I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sun sets in. 'Cause I decided where your truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe and safe. You're going to be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, yes, with a promise, says he's going to make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, tell the RFP. I'm going to settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
This is the Old Craft Music Hall, friends, bound out to the distant places of the world and featuring our regular groups as well as two very valued visitors. Mr. George Murphy, a veteran of many campaigns here in the hall, and a charming newcomer, Miss Jane Frazee. Welcome to KMH, Jane.
It's a thrill to be here, Bing. It leaves me quite breathless.
Oh, now leave us be factual, Jane. Leave us be truthful. Leave us patient.
Hey, I'm back.
Leave us. who's the bimbo? Jane, Yuki, Jane.
Okay, who's the Jane?
No. This is Miss Jane Frazee, one of Hollywood's leading actresses.
Oh, thanks. You know, I like you actresses, but why is it you actresses always look so much better than the girls I get?
You look better than the girls you get.
Well, maybe you tell me, Miss Frazee, what makes you actresses so glamorous?
As if he didn't know.
I'm talking to Miss Frazee.
But she's not talking to you.
Listen, Miss Frazee, are those your real fingernails? Are those your real eyelashes? Is that your real hair?
Is that your real face?
Now she's talking to you. Jane, honey, could you ever learn to think of me as your sugar daddy?
You, John Scott, a sugar daddy?
Ask Ken Carpenter if I ain't a sugar daddy.
Yeah, lump sugar.
All right, break it off, will you? There's something important I want to talk to Bing about.
I'm sorry, Yuke. I'm tapped out. Had a bad season. I haven't got a nickel. Fresh time.
Well, you'll have to listen to me.
What's
see, I'm being driven out of my room.
Not getting much distance, is he? What are you being thrown out for?
You know a landlord.
And I know you.
Of course, I could go to my cousin Moe's and sleep in a 6-foot bed.
Why don't you?
All 6 feet are cold.
Y'all could stay with me if you want to sleep on my patio.
Oh, no, thanks, Mr. Trotter. You might faint over and throw me off.
I've got a small place you might like, Yuki. It's a little house in back of my own house.
Oh, well, I'm not interested.
Well, it's only a small house, but it's cozy. Would you like it?
Well, how long can I have the place?
Till Lassie comes home.
Bing. Yeah? How about the Davenport in your living room?
Where's the dog going to sleep?
Bing, think it's better to have me on your davenport than on your conscience.
Well, when you put it that way, Hughie, it makes me think. So I decided.
Yeah, what?
You'd rather have me on my conscience.
Okay, if that's the way everybody feels.
So, second thought, Hughie, I can't let you sleep in the street, so come over to my place and tell what you do.
What?
I'll fix up a cozy room for you in the groom's quarters in my stable.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'd be disturbed all night by your horses coming in late.
Well, that's the best I can do, then.
Well, can I room with you, Mr. Trotter?
Sorry.
Can I room with you, Mr. Carpenter?
Sorry.
Can I room with you, Bing?
Sorry.
Mr. Frizzy can't. Sorry.
I may be able to work out something for you later, Yuki. The moment Jane Frizzy is going to sing Q-Q Baby.
Had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Choo choo choo, baby. Choo choo choo, baby. Bye bye bye, baby. Stop for Boston, the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. We'll live the life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now, so that we can be with me another day. Bye bye bye, baby. Don't cry, baby. Choo choo choo, baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Choo choo.
Indeed. In the moment the charioteers are going to hit us with straighten up and fly right. Meantime, here's something else that should keep everybody beaming.
Ladies, for hurry-up meals these days, there just isn't anything that's a bigger help than Kraft Dinner. For in just 7 minutes cooking time, Kraft Dinner gives you fluffy, light macaroni with cheese flavor through and through. A main dish for four people for just one ration point. The macaroni in the Kraft Dinner package is a special fast cooking kind. And in the package, too, there is rich-tasting Kraft grated, so you can sprinkle in the cheese goodness in a jiffy. As fast as you make a coffee, you make your hearty main dish when you have a package of Kraft Dinner on hand. So get some tomorrow. Remember, thrifty, point-saving Kraft Dinner for a quick-made main dish. Kraft Dinner gives you both ingredients for macaroni and cheese.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride up in the air.
What was that?
The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
Who's the square?
You. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey right off his back.
Pop.
But the monkey grabbed his neck instead.
Now look here, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Tell the buzzer, told the monkey you were joking me. When you throw a hole and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye. And said,
you're foolish, so tappy.
Sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Look out, Jack. You're snapping your cap.
Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of diving?
Well, the buzzer told the monkey you were touching me. You reached the hole and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right there in the eye and said,
"You're so happy."
It's still alive.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Reiterate.
Straighten up and fly right.
With me.
Straighten up and stay right.
So me.
Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
I told you that cat done snapped his cap.
Star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's picture Broadway Rhythm and a frequent happy visit to the Old Craft Music Hall, my associate on court, link, and track, George Murphy. The mighty Murph has stolen march on me since he visited the hall last September by becoming the honored daddy of a darling little daughter. I hope I'm not being pointedly ironic, George, if I'm the last to congratulate you.
Well, that's all right, Dean, because you were the first to envy me.
Well, daughters are lovely, George. In fact, I married one, but in the last analysis, the man who has a son, as a man who knows what the score is.
Ding, I have a son,
and we both know what the score is.
That's right. 4-1.
As I say, George, I'd be the last hombre to knock a daughter. If you find that your son, he's going to grow up to be a sportsman. Your son may ask his old man to go hunt, to go fish, to go bail. And that is why we must have them learn the higher, finer things in life by joining the Junior Wood Rangers of the USA.
But, Bing, aren't we a little overage for that outfit?
No, George, I mean your boy, Dennis. Have him join the Junior Wood Rangers. We teach the youngster how to take care of himself in the great out-of-doors. Of course, all their expeditions into the woods is carefully supervised by a senior Junior Wood Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And as they walk through the woods, the senior Junior Wood Ranger lectures to the little lad.
Now, lad, if we were lost here in the woods, and you wanted to find some honey, where would you look? Johnny Trotter?
In a beehive.
Good. And if you wanted to find where a squirrel buries nuts, where would you look? Harry Cole's name.
In a hollow tree.
Correct. Now then, George Murphy, where would you look if you wanted to observe the activity of ants?
In a potato salad. Holy gee, Georgie, where did you get all them there honor badges, Well, when us Junior Wood Rangers was helping the auxiliary police, they gave me this badge here for extreme bravery in the face of great peril.
Yeah. What did you do?
I held a rope to the Sinatra broadcast.
Holy gee.
Say, could you arrange for me to get his overflow, huh?
Boys, quiet, please. As you walk through the woods, observe. Look up. Look around.
Hey, I found a snake.
Look out.
I saw your baby snake.
Well, Georgie, what makes you think it's only a baby?
It's still playing with its rattle.
Well, of course, here in the California woods, we don't find the strange fauna of the jungle. Strange animals like the anteater that spends its day grubbing in the ground with its oddly shaped nose. Can any of you lads name another animal with an oddly shaped nose?
An elephant?
Correct. What else has a strange nose?
Well, I don't want to mention any names, but there's a fellow running around with a girl named Miriam. This guy has got a hook on him.
What an imaginative little lad. I shall never forget, boys, when I was in India. Whenever we went leopard hunting, their protective coloring never fooled my keen eyes. It was always I who spotted the leopard.
Yeah, see, I always thought they were born that way.
Now, boys. I want you all to pay very close attention, because this spot we're approaching is Echo River.
Yeah? Hello, over there!
Hello, over.
Hey, my Echo's voice is changing. Let me try, huh?
Hello, over there!
Hello, over there.
Hey, Harry, let's make out like I'm George Washington, huh? Look, I'm going to chuck a buck across the river.
A whole buck?
Yeah.
Holy gee, let's see you do it.
Okay, watch. Here goes the buck.
You made it!
Come, boys, let's keep moving. And to make sure you keep on the alert, I'll award a dime for every little animal you see and identify.
I see a chipmunk.
Good, here's your dime.
I see a porcupine.
Here's your dime.
Hey, Harry, how come every time Tess pays us for the animals we see, you see a porcupine?
Next cracking, it's the fifth time he's paid off on a cactus.
Hey, Kenneth, where are we? I think we're lost.
Oh, nonsense. We're right over there is the... Harry, will you hand me the compass, please?
I threw it away. It was broke.
You threw it away? What made you think it was broken?
Wouldn't point no way but north.
This is terrible. This is dreadful. Now, we must rely on woodcraft. Did any of you observe any unusual markings on the trees we passed?
Yeah, I did. I saw a tree with something cut into it.
What?
It said, Myrtle loves Kenneth.
We'll skip that. Did anybody see any other marked trees?
Oh, how about the ones that say Myrtle loves Sam, Myrtle loves Max, Myrtle loves Pete? All small trees, too.
That's enough. It certainly tells us nothing about which way we're heading.
Certainly tells us which way Myrtle's heading.
Well, we'd better make camp here and try to get our bearings. This will be good practice, boys. Georgie, let's see you make a fire by rubbing two sticks together.
I tried that once. It can't be done.
What kind of sticks did you use?
Spearmint.
Now, let's see. If we make camp now, we'll have enough food for 3 days. Johnny Trotter has it in his pack. Do you want to get it, Johnny?
No, sir.
Aren't you hungry?
Why, that's the reason I can't get it. I was hungry 3 hours ago.
Things grow more serious. We'll post guard, and every lad will have to give as the countersign the name and slogan of his patrol.
Harry? I'm from the Honey Bee Patrol, and I buzz.
Georgie?
I'm from the Fever Patrol, and I white.
Yuki?
I want it faster.
Why?
Well, I'm from the Scout Patrol.
Oh, this is awful. Lost in a forest to the only blaze on the trees is Myrtle loves Sam, Myrtle loves Max, Myrtle loves Pete. Oh, and something's coming through the underbrush. There it comes.
Oh, hello. A tomato. Oh, I'm so glad I found you, boy.
Hey, we ain't lost no more. She found us.
But I'm lost, too.
Well, that's too bad, Miss...
Since we're all lost in the woods together, just call me Myrtle.
And just call me Sam.
Just call me Max. Just call me when you're lonesome.
Hey, what is this? The Junior Wolf Patrol? Aren't you children a little young to be talking so fresh?
I can do anything my old man can do.
Really?
Sure, I can sing like my old man.
Can your father dance?
Sure, I can dance like my old man, too.
Did your father ever tell lies to beautiful girls?
I can sing like my old man.
Well, let's hear you.
All right, get a load of this. Sing your song. My old man just sang an RKO picture called Show Business. Join in, Mr. Z, if you like it.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Some others you see might never be me, might never be close or try to be close,
but they wouldn't do.
For nobody else
gave him a thrill. With all your faults, thing I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
marches back. 1938, Reich Chancellor Adolf Hitler marches ahead of German troops in Austrian Anschluss. 1938, Colonel General von Lieb leads German troops into Czechoslovakia. 1938, a year of bitter portent, and thoughtful young men calling on their fiancés are saying,
"Were you folks sore because I brought you home so late last night?"
"I blamed it all on a flat tire."
"Did your old man believe you?"
"Sure, that's his opinion of you, too."
"That's the way to talk."
"Did your folks holler about your coming home so late?"
"Oh, they didn't even hear me come in. I did like it says in the song."
"What song?"
"I tippy-tippy-din, I tippy-din, boom, boom, I tippy-tippy-din."
"Do you like that kind of tune?"
"Oh, sure, they're okay, but I'm a ballad man at heart. You know, stuff like this."
"I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing
almost forgotten tunes of 1938, in which we switch to a matter that must never be forgotten.
Tonight I have a miraculous recipe for the ladies. A money-saving, point-saving main dish that is cooked in just 7 minutes. Here it is. Take just one single ration point, and with it, buy a blue and yellow box of Kraft Dinner. In it, you'll find two wonder-working ingredients. First, a packet of Kraft Grated, and then some special fast-cooking macaroni. Pop that macaroni into boiling water, and in just 7 minutes for the clock, it'll be tender. Drain off the water, and I'll start sprinkling in the rich, delicious cheese flavor. The Kraft Grated helps you perform that speed trick. In a twinkling, you have a dish full of hearty, swell-tasting macaroni and cheese, all ready to set on the table, and enough for four people. Of course, if you want to do something special, press that hot Kraft Dinner into a ring mold for a few minutes, and then serve the delicious macaroni and cheese ring on a platter with creamed leftover vegetables or chicken or meat in the center. Another smart trick is to make macaroni and cheese timbles by molding the hot Kraft Dinner in custard cups. But plain or fancy, Kraft Dinner is delicious. Money-saving, point-saving, and time-saving, too. When you shop tomorrow, remember Kraft Dinner for macaroni and cheese.
A secret rendezvous, a table set for two, with candlelight and wine. share an old familiar tune. A strain of clear blue with candlelight and wine. They can take their mood away, hide the stars from sight. I can take a holiday for one romantic night. Then, if you should touch your lips to mine, we'll live a moment divine with candlelight and
that pinches off another Thursday evening meeting in the Old Craft Music Hall, friends. We're all going to be back next Thursday, same time that things took up tonight, at which time we're featuring two extra special added attractions, Miss Dale Evans and Miss Ann Sheridan. That's next Thursday. Between now and then, if you're in high school and you're hep and happy, fit and full of vinegar, the Navy wants you to join their aviation cadets. That's Naval Aviation B5. $27,000 worth of education, 23 to 26 months of training, pay all the way, and you wind up as an ensign or a Marine Corps lieutenant with those ever-loving wings over your heart. Check on that at your nearest naval recruitment office right away. The Navy can't wait. They need 6,000 recruits for the Naval Aviation Cadets by the 1st of February. Be one of them. And as sure as shooting, you'll be one of the guys who flies the Jap right off of the map. And good luck to you.
Tune in to Craft Music Hall next Thursday at this same time. And our special guests will be Ann Sheridan and Dale Evans. The Craft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Not one, but two smooth, appetizing varieties. There's Kraft Solid Mustard to point up wartime meals in dozens of grand new ways. Blended into creamy, smooth sauces to add magic flavor touch to vegetables or leftovers, and in making cheese fondues and Welsh rabbits. Or spread Kraft Solid Mustard as is on cold cuts and sausage, or tangy extra flavor in lunchbox sandwiches. Then, too, there's that other grand variety, Kraft Mustard with horseradish added. Your family will want them both, so why not put both kinds on your shopping list tomorrow? Kraft Mustard with horseradish added and Kraft Salad Mustard.
The Kraft Music Hall came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.